I'd like you to hear now the word of God taken from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 14 through 17. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. This is the word of God. A few weeks ago, I went on a hiking trip into Wyoming. The day I came off the trail, I was in very, very desperate need of a shower, believe it or not. I came to the town of Rock Springs, Wyoming, in southern Wyoming, and I decided to camp in a place where they had showers. So I went into a private campground and got a campsite for the night. Now, I just had a tent. I didn't have an RV that needed hookups, and the campsite cost $35 in Rock Springs, Wyoming. That was a little bit of a sticker shock to me, because my guess would be it wouldn't be too many years ago. You probably could have got a pretty decent hotel room in Rock Springs, Wyoming for $35. So anyway, I got to my campsite and I was setting up my tent. And as I was setting up the tent, this golf cart drives by the campsite. And there's a college kid in the golf cart. He's got on a shirt indicating he was an employee of the campground. So he drives right by me and he waves and gives me a big smile. Well, I wave back at him. About 20 or 30 minutes later, I was sitting on the picnic table applying Band-Aids to my hiking blisters, and here comes the golf cart again, and the kid comes by and he smiles and waves again, and I wave back at him. About half an hour later, I'd taken a shower. I was coming back to the campsite, and about the time I got back to the campsite, here came the golf cart one more time, and the kid waving and smiling, and I waved back at him. And then I went into town, got something to eat, came back about an hour later, about the time I got back to the campsite, here comes the golf cart one more time, with the kid smiling and waving. And I kept waving back at him. My first thought was this: these waves are costing me about $5 a piece. But actually, I rather enjoyed the kid riding by in the golf cart. I kind of got to look forward to his smiles and his waves, because even though I'm sure that was part of his summer job, he was trying to make all the campers to feel welcome there. He was trying to help us all have a good experience. When I first came out of seminary, I served on the staff of a church in the western part of Houston, and one day we were having a longer staff meeting, and the issue about talking about hospitality came up. People who came to the church, or people who phoned, church members, strangers coming by the office. And so one thought we started talking about that day was that when people came by, they can only know what they experience. They can only know what they experience. Now, on our part, we might be having a really bad day. On our part, we might be having burdens in our personal life. We might not be feeling good that day. We might not have gotten much sleep the night before. But they're going to form our judgments about the church based upon the small glimpse of whatever they experience when they come by. And so I want to share this thought with you today, because if people can only know what they experience, the opposite is also true for many areas of our life. People cannot know what they do not experience. They cannot know what they do not experience. And I believe this is a very important message for our faith, and it's what Paul is trying to get at partially in this scripture when he says these words. How can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? Consequently, he says later, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Now, it may seem that Paul is stating the obvious, but as Christians, isn't it true that we often forget this? That people who are outside the faith, people who are outside the fellowship of the church, cannot know about Christianity if they are not experiencing Christianity. If they do not hear the gospel, if they have little or no exposure to Jesus Christ, they will be destined to wander through life without a relationship with Jesus Christ. I had the opportunity in the past few days to look at a demographic report of the neighborhood surrounding Lakewood United Methodist Church. They can do a study that they can capture a 3-mile radius from the corner of Jones Road and Luetta. And I had seen reports like this before, so it didn't really contain a whole lot of surprises to me, but I did note one interesting observation. And I don't know how they made this determination. I guess somehow polling people or some kind of information that they gather, that the area we live in right here, in our immediate neighborhood, the report says is an area of very low religiosity. Think about that. At the bottom of the chart, very low religiosity. Again, that's not what I'm saying. That was what was on the report. In other words, in this area, religion doesn't matter much to many people. So what does? What does matter to people today? I'm suspecting, knowing the kind of commercials we see on television that we're bombarded with 24/7, that what matters to many people is what we might call the good life. And we know the good life is driven by what we see in advertising and the definition of worldly comfort, the definition of status symbols, the definition of toys that we should have. And the world tries to tell us that if we can get all of these things, if we can make all these acquisitions, then we ought to be happy. Of course, Scripture does not define the ultimate meaning of our existence in that way, because the good life, as we know from Scripture, does not equate to one having a spiritual life, nor does the good life equate to salvation. It's possible for us to obtain all the goodies in the world, and the world says we ought to have. It's possible for us to go out and party out every day and be at the beach and whoop it up and yet still be walking in darkness because the love of God is still absent in our lives. How can they call on one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? But faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Knowing these things, keeping them in mind, hearing the words of the Apostle Paul, what is our response as Christians? Well, I think we should certainly take it for granted that all of us should seek to be kind and loving and giving persons. That should be job one for all of us. The Lord Jesus Christ teaches that we should try to be that way. But if we think, we certainly can't think that if we are going to be able to witness in a positive way to people who don't know Christ by being one of the worst people they know, okay? And it's doubtful if we are one of the worst people they know that our witness will have much impact. But also true, and I want you to hear this, that everybody in the world knows nice people who are not Christians. Everyone knows nice people, good people, who are not Christians. So just us trying to be nice, just us trying to be good, can't be the last word. It can't be the end of our witness. I enjoyed the little guy driving by in the golf cart and waving at me in the campground. I enjoyed his waves, but his waving at me did not cause me to repent of my sins and give my life to Jesus Christ. The theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in one of his writings, said that people have to take a first step in their life. What did Bonhoeffer mean by that? It meant that our most basic witness as Christians is to help people to go from a place where presently faith is impossible and into an environment and into a place where faith is possible. That's the first step, to go in life from where faith is an impossibility to go to where it is a possibility. If people are not in church, we need to invite them to church where they can worship with the body of Christ, where they can listen to the sermon. We need to give them the opportunity to take the step where faith is impossible to where it is possible. Perhaps we're a part of a Bible study, and we invite them to come to a Bible study where they can learn about the Word of God. Maybe that for them would be taking the first step. If people only know what they experience and they can't know what they do not experience, if presently they are having no exposure to Christ in their life, then the first step for them is to seek lovingly to encourage them to move into a place in life where coming to faith is a possibility. How can they believe in one of whom they have not heard? Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. The bottom line is this: if we are not helping others to take the first step, who will? Who will? But beyond that, as far as we are able, we also have to strive to share the essential value of the Christian faith with other people. In this, we need to be aware of when people might be receptive or are not receptive, and we need to pray about that. I am guessing, my friends, on a hot summer day, if you are stuck at 6 o'clock in the evening in a traffic jam on a freeway and nobody's moved for half an hour, I would guess that right then, if you roll down the window of your car and shout at the person in the car next to you about the love of God in Christ, they may not hear you much right then. We have to realize when people are receptive or are not. But it's also true that often in life, we assume that any talk about our faith is overly personal. We assume that any talk about our faith in the presence of other people is an imposition that we should avoid. We need to understand that that attitude is the attitude that Satan desires of us. It is not the attitude that the Lord Jesus Christ desires of us. Because to be actively concerned about the spiritual life of other people is the greatest favor that we can do them. It is not an imposition. Now, it's true that not everybody out there is open, nor is it true that everybody is open all of the time. But we need to understand that there are some people who are open, and they are open at least part of the time, and we need to pray when the Lord Jesus Christ opens the door of receptivity so that we can honor Christ by sharing what His love means to us. Several times a week, my wife takes our son, Joe, to health club, and they walk laps in the pool. It's good. And then usually do the cool down in the big hot tub there. So I will say, I think probably our son is the leading hot tub evangelist in the city of Houston. A few years ago, they met a young family from France, a couple, and they had a baby. And France being in Western Europe, probably Western Europe, I'm not exaggerating to say, is probably safe to say, a part of the world of relatively low religiosity at this point in time. And they struck up an acquaintance with the family, particularly with the young mom and the baby. We ate a few meals together as families, and there were conversations and communications with my wife and them. And for a couple of years, that's all there was. There was nothing else but that friendship. And then finally, my wife presumed, not knowing what the response would be, to invite the young woman in the family to a Bible study that she was teaching here at the church. You never know. But you know what? She started coming. And not only that, she seems to enjoy it. The first step, to go from where faith is impossible to where it is possible, the first step had taken place. How can they call on one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in one of whom they have not heard? Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Lord, help us all today to be open when others are ready to hear the good news, Lord, we pray, Lord, to be able to invite those who do not know you to be a part of your church family, or to speak a word, a positive word, about what the gospel has meant to us, the grace of God through Christ has meant to us. Lord, may we see those times. Lead us to those times, and lead us to speak words that will reach out in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. We pray this for his sake. Amen.